It's been 220 days since we've seen an Eagles game, but that all changes tomorrow night when the Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers. Yes, it's preseason, I understand that, but I'll take whatever I can get. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. You want highlights? We've got them here. You want access? We can take care of you. Later on, we'll hear from defensive backs coach Corey Unland and find out what it's like to be coached by him. But first on today's show, it's the debut of Unscripted presented by AAA. It's our season-long behind-the-scenes look at the Philadelphia Eagles. Tomorrow night, Rasul Douglas and Mac Hollins will play in their first NFL game of any kind whatsoever. We've seen them on the field, but what is life like away from it? They offer this sneak peek.
With the 99th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, we select Rasul Douglas, defensive back from West Virginia.
Mac Hollins, wide receiver, North Carolina.
Me as a person, I appreciate everything now. I take nothing for granted. You know, you watch things and you see people living the life and you be like, oh, I wish I had this. And it just makes you appreciate everything. Been through a lot of adversity. Just a long, hard work, struggle journey, I would say. But I overcame it all.
It's been great to be back in the building. You know, I came on my visit and now I'm here for good. And I can't wait to just be playing and just kind of get adjusted to how it's going to be and really get things rolling. Like, this is what, I mean, as a college athlete, you dream of being a professional. And this is kind of that first step, your first foot in the door of being a professional. Like, signing that contract, which is so awesome. And my parents are so happy. And I can't thank them enough for helping me get here. But this is just surreal.
That's your NFL helmet, man.
This is where you make championship teams. Right before the season, where everybody's grinding hard, everybody's here, everybody's participating, and you got to show what you got.
Hey, first of all, welcome back. Right, welcome back. And hope you all had a good time off, 5 weeks, a little over 5 weeks. Come back rejuvenated, ready to go, right? It's exciting times around the city of Philadelphia right now, and it's because of you guys. You guys sitting in this room right here.
We got a good group of guys and have a lot of high standards. I mean, different days is different things. So you always just want to attack the day. So after I pray and lead a house, come over here and I'm ready to try to be the best I can for that day. So you always want to attack the day and just try to get better.
I think mentally it's obviously harder than college. When you come in as a rookie, you don't know anybody really, and you might know one or two guys that you played against that came in your class. But over these last couple months, we've built relationships with Coach Groh and Coach Fit for special teams, but also with all the guys in the locker room. Get to know each other better, so that just builds the chemistry and makes everything a lot better.
What have you seen from Mac Hollins so far? Obviously, you know he's a special teams guy. He's in his mindset. What roles can he play offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's expecting him to contribute big time on special teams. And then he needs to start out this year as a backup receiver who can be dependable, who can play multiple positions with his size and his length. He's good on contested catches. He's got good speed. He can get vertical down the field. He's proven he can do that in college. He needs to prove he can do that at this level.
It's good right here for you. Chill.
Nice. Flip. Bang!
Good.
Right arm kind of straightened out. Rasul, you went like this. You feel it? Yeah. Like here, and then like almost like you're trying to, that's how you end up on the ground.
Keep them in and tight.
Okay. I think that's just a good visual for you with those two towels. Like they're in there, man. Yeah. You got to keep those things tucked.
Coach Corey, he's a great guy. He wants us to know everything from what he sees and from our perspective. He gets on us a lot, but, I mean, he just wants the best for us, just to go out there and compete and play hard every play.
He's not only trying to learn all the nuances of this game, he's trying to be consistent with technique. I think somewhere along the line for Russell, the game will slow down a little bit.
My main focus is just technique. I think that's the biggest thing overall. Because when you get tired and stuff, usually you go back to doing what you normally do. So for me, it's just technique when I'm tired and just making sure I stay low and get in and out of my breaks.
I think it's easier for a rookie, or if you have that rookie mindset, that you haven't arrived yet, because every day is the same thing, but every day you have to prove yourself and how are you going to get reps and how are you going to have a chance to play. So if you can carry that mindset past your rookie year and however many years you're playing, you can, you know, you can make every year special. You see guys like JP and Sproles who have been playing for 10 plus years, and there's a reason behind it, because every day they go out and they play as if they're rookies.
Make sure to check out Unscripted, presented by AAA, all season long. Now, Douglas is one of the young cornerbacks who is looking to cement his spot on the depth chart with a strong preseason. But what type of coaching is he getting? Defensive backs coach Corey Unland was mic'd up during the spring. Let's take a listen.
So nice tight pedal, ease gear, and then I'm going to just go like this, pull you forward, Zank, with this. All right, so stay in that pedal until I pull you forward. Boom. Good. Get going. Yep. Bow. Here we go. Little urgency on fire. Easy. Yeah. There you go. Bow. Good. Let's go 45 this way, breaking out of the post, going to your left. Chill. Bow. Bang. Good. Next two, go. Now, don't, just because I'm making you come out here fast, don't go through the drill fast. Nice and chill. Get. Bang. Good. That'll work, Terrence, all day right there. Chill. One, two, go. Bow. Got you. Good. Get. Bow. Back. Snap. There you go. I would say this. Didn't maybe look as violent at the top as it could be, but it was a hard angle, and you were on your feet inside out. So I'd rather have that. Rasul, you're open, and I drop that thing. It's got to be down here first. You got to get down so then you can get out. Good. Split it up. Let yourself on fire. Here we go. Set. Up. Flat patty. Spin. Good. Jamal, good drop. Dino, hold him a little bit so he's not going so fast. Set. Up. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be like this. My point is, I think you're going to be like this. And then you're going to be trying to come back down. That's what I'm feeling. Now, maybe he'll try to launch that thing all the way down the sideline, and then you get what we just did there. Okay, then won't you be shocked, though, if that thing's short?
You can hear more from Coach Unland on the latest episode of the Eagles Live podcast with Dave Spadaro. Again, there's just one more day until Eagles football. We'll help you pass the time right after this break.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every Classic Hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouth-watering meatball, or a classic Italian Hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious Classic Hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official Hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
He's found the end zone over 17 times. Today, he is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Don't wait. Click today.
I don't expect to see much of Carson Wentz on Thursday night against the Packers. He played in just one preseason game as a rookie in 2016 and had a season for the ages. So we offer these highlights to you. So just sit back and dream of him carving up Washington on September 10th. Okay, so here's a rundown. We're leaving you now, but we'll be back on Thursday beginning at 7:30 p.m. with the kickoff show presented by Exalta. Then you can watch the game locally on NBC 10 or listen on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Once the final whistle sounds, I'll be joined by former Eagles linebacker Ike Reese for the post-game show presented by Orico with highlights and live press conferences. So until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Have a great day, everyone.